Bridgerton came out December 25th, 2020. Just like Christmas, it was a gift left under the Netflix Christmas tree. The series has remarkable dialogue, beautiful set pieces and clothing designs, interesting characters, and an overall sensual and heartwarming story. Not to mention a stellar cast starring Regé Jean Page the Duke and Phoebe Denevoix, daughter of British screenwriter Tim Denevoix and actress Sally Denevoix, widely known for her long-running role as Sally Webster on Coronation Street. Phoebe plays Daphne Bridgerton, the Duke's wife. And their steamy love scenes? Well, there's something else. Then there's Daphne's oldest dashing brother, Viscount Anthony, and Penelope Featherington, who is actually none other than the scandalous tabloider Lady Whistledown, played by Irish actress Nicola Coulihan, also known for her role as Claire Devlin in the British sitcom Derry Girls. Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke. On this episode of Jeanette's TV and podcast, Hot Topics, we're discussing the show Bridgerton and why, if you haven't already done so, you should give it a good binge. Now, before we get into what makes this show so fantastic, please take a moment to subscribe to my channel and hit the bell to be notified of all our upcoming episodes and special segments and playlists like this new one, Hot Topics. Please also check out the links below in the description for how you can support us on Patreon and how you can also claim one of our incredible perks, including Jeanette's TV and podcast merchandise. This is quality t-shirts and sweatshirts. You get to choose from having the logo on those shirts or sweatshirt, or you can have an inspirational saying made by myself and one of my featured guests in a previous episode. You also get to pick your size and color. Now, all the merchandise includes all applicable taxes and is shipped directly to your door. Talk about convenience. So now, let's get back to why watch Bridgerton. Well, the one thing that caught my eye right from the start with this show, and yes, I have watched it all, is the look of everything. From location to wardrobe, even the lack of clothes the two main characters, Simon and Daphne, often wear. We see many of the locations shot throughout England in Bath, Surrey, and Yorkshire, as well as the interiors of some fabulous stately manors. It's very clear that the locations were meant to add to the period detail and the spectacle of lavish society living at the time. However, some of the clothing designs are a bit questionable as they range from different time frames of British royalty and high society. Some of the costumes designs actually appear fake, but to the average viewer, it really doesn't matter, because the detail and bright colors outshine the questionable costume choices. And they're just so pretty to look at. Now, the show was also created by Chris Van Dusen and produced and written by Grey's Anatomy's Sandra Rhimes. So the dialogue is a balance of British posh and pure romance. Quotes like, "I can't stop thinking of you, from the mornings you ease to the evenings you quiet, to the dreams you inhabit. My thoughts of you never end," really reveal the balance between the two and speak to a primarily female audience that are looking for a replacement to other similar popular shows like Gossip Girl, Outlander, and Downton Abbey. Hey gals, don't we love these pieces? They bond us. Now, the dialogue between the characters builds on sexual tension, leading to a variety of misunderstandings, some misfortune, and some seriously steamy sex scenes in almost every episode that critics and fans alike have dubbed soft porn. I don't really think it was that, but hey, that's up to you. Now, it begins with the opening of the social season at High Court for English nobles with status, wealth, title, and power. Young, eligible women who are seeking a handsome, desirable suitor and marriage proposal to ensure their rosy future, attend a variety of balls and other elite gatherings under enormous pressure. The story centers on Daphne Bridgerton, who happens to be the oldest daughter of the Bridgerton clan, as she enters this sort of meat market scene with the intention of following her parents' footsteps and finding the perfect mate. She's a front runner, endorsed by the Queen. As the series unfolds in its 9 one-hour episodes, which comprise season one, Bridgerton delivers exceptional storylines intertwined with a bit of mystery, Britain's black history, deceit, scandals, competition, and sex. All the elements of an award-winning show. And that's where it's heading. Is Bridgerton worth watching? Yeah, most definitely. You'll be hooked on this sweet, romantic, witty, and charming period piece right from the start. It's so good that Netflix already approved filming a second season, and with 98 million views, nabbing Netflix's top spot on their 10 ranking in 76 countries, making Bridgerton one of Netflix's biggest original series ever launched. Who could blame them? Thanks for being with us today. Please remember to like, share, and comment on all our posts. Share us with your family, your friends, your girlfriends, your sisters, your mothers. You'll find us on YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and many more platforms. You name it, we're there online. Hashtag Jeanette's TV and podcast. This is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off for Jeanette's TV and podcast, Hot Topics, our new special segment. And until next time, stay safe and fabulous.